Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
I don't believe I have an account, but there was a transaction made on my Cash App, and it's not from me. So I wanted to see if there was an error here, because I don't even know who you guys are. It's 33881.
Okay, thank you for that. I can look up the or to see if we have an account for you. What is your name?
Carmen. Vasquez Lind.
Okay, thank you. I do see an account with that name listed here. Give me just a moment here and let me pull it up. And then I can give you some more information.
Yeah, because I didn't authorize any automatic payments or anything, and I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I understand. Do you mind verifying your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Yeah, 1730 Lime Drive, Winter Haven, Florida, 33881.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. The account that I have here located is for the Ava Skincare and the Ava Eye Serum. Do you recall placing an order for the skincare products? They help reduce fine lines and wrinkles.
Yeah, it was a trial, and then what I did was I called to cancel.
You said you called in to cancel it already?
I believe so, because when I got it, I said, this doesn't even work. But the first one, it was only like $6 and some cents or something like that.
Yeah, that was for the shipping and handling for the item to be shipped out. This was a free 14-day trial. So if the trial itself is not canceled during those 14 days, you're charged the retail cost for each product that you get. So I don't show that we've ever spoken with you, or there's not any notation on the account. Did you get a cancellation number when you called in previously?
I didn't know. I did not. But yeah, I can't use certain things because of my skin. I have sensitive skin. So I was not trying to have automatic payments taken out of my account. There's two of them. I don't know. Is it from the same, from the you guys, or is it two separate products?
There's two products that you have with us. Both of them began on the 14-day trial, and once the trial had ended, because those were 30-day supplies that we shipped out to you, you were charged the retail price for each. Now,
I don't want any of that. And they did try to go into my account, and I don't even have the funds in there for that. But I did want to cancel them. I don't know what happened, but I mean, I was supposed to. They gave me an email to send a cancellation, which I have, but I don't know what happened. I don't know if it went through or I didn't hit the button correctly.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, we wouldn't be able to cancel via email. You would actually have to contact the customer support number like you did today. But I know you said that you have sensitive skin. Do you think maybe if I were to place the account on a 30-day hold for you to take it to your dermatologist to see if you'd be able to use it, that would work?
I already did. That's why I already did. And the other one is a – like a I think it's for crep city something.
Okay. I'm not sure what that is, but I can go ahead and assist you as far as with canceling these two accounts. This will prevent all future billing and all future shipment from the company. And then I can give you a cancellation number for each.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yes, ma'am. You just let me know when you're ready.
Let me give myself a... okay, what's the... You said they're called cancellation numbers?
Yes, ma'am. Just verifying that I've canceled the account.
Okay. Go ahead.
The first one is the letter C, like in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
662.
662.
980.
980.
720.
720.
And the second one is C like in Charlie.
Give me 1 second. C like in Charlie.
662.
662.
980.
980.
543.
543.
Yes, ma'am.
It's okay. It's for the I. And the other one is for what?
They're two products, and they were both on trials, two separate trials. So I've canceled them both, and that cancels both accounts for future billing and shipment. For the eye and the skin.
Eye and skin cream.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And does that get refunded back to my account?
Unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to tamper with the charges simply because the account wasn't canceled during the 14 days. So once you exceed that, per those terms, it states you're going to be billed the retail price for each product that you get. So we wouldn't be able to tamper with the charges, unfortunately. I can just stop it for future shipments and billing.
Yeah, but that's 97 something for each. That's almost $200 that I don't have.
Yes, ma'am. I do sincerely apologize for the misunderstanding, but that's a binding contract there when you initiate the order. It states that you have to agree how the terms of the service works in order for you to receive the trial. And if it's not canceled, it states on there that you're going to be charged.
Okay, but I would really like a refund.
Yes, ma'am. I do sincerely understand. And again, I'm terribly sorry for this matter, but we wouldn't be able to tamper with the current charges. I can only cancel the account, which I've already done for you.
Right. Well, is there a supervisor I can speak with?
Well, yes, ma'am. However, we all followed the same protocol. My supervisor would just simply inform you of the same thing.
Okay, but for some reason, it wasn't, I don't know why it wasn't canceled, but I did call within the time, and so I don't feel like I should be charged. So
yes, ma'am.
I would really like a refund.
Yes, ma'am. However, we don't have any indications, any history, recordings, anything like that showing that you've called in before.
Okay, that's why I was asking for a supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. However, if we don't have that information to verify that we've spoken with you, and like I asked for the cancellation number previously, we wouldn't be able to honor a refund. Because
right, I understand that. I get that. But I would still like to talk to a supervisor because, like I said, it's $97.90 twice. That I don't have.
Okay, that's understandable. Well, if you can just bear with me a couple seconds here, I'm going to transfer your call over to my supervisor.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Give me just a brief moment here. I'm just gathering a little bit of your information so that way they can just pull up your account. They won't have to ask for all of the information once again like I did at the beginning of your call.
That's fine.
Okay, so right now you're going to hear a little bit of silence and then you're going to hear some music playing until my supervisor can pick up and further assist you. I do want to thank you for contacting customer support and I hope that you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. One moment for your hold, please.